T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think just local news is like the most important stuff to me, even though it's kind of like bad stuff going on around me, but it's the most relevant to me.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Stephen 10 in the morning now. 647. Three big things. Forbes releases its list of most valuable sports franchises. Dallas Cowboys at the top.
Two.
NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament coming to Wichita at Interest Bank Arena in 2022.
One.
Wichita couple's bodies found in Arkansas after they disappeared from fairgrounds near Great Bend. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Wichita's gasoline prices this morning, around $2.57 a gallon. It's roughly where the low end of it was yesterday, so no real change there. $2.57 a gallon this morning. Traffic on KNSS, I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and hot today with a high near 100 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 73. Friday, mostly sunny and hot. Tomorrow's high 98. KNSS weather, now it's partly cloudy and 77. We have a south wind at 9 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, featuring the largest collection of craft bourbons and whiskeys in the state of Kansas. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 648 Steve and Ted, and a Steve and Ted poll question right there on our webpage, knssradio.com. You are invited to log on and be a part of the excitement and the fun. The question, how much shopping do you do online? None. 0%. Nobody said none. Okay, nobody. I have bought a thing or two online, 17%. Okay. I buy a lot of things online, 17%.
Okay.
I buy a couple of things a month online, got 33%. And I buy a couple of things a year online, also got 33%. That's a really exciting poll, isn't it? Steve and Ted poll, right there on our webpage, knssradio.com.
Titillating.
Stocks finished today mixed Wednesday.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 79 points at 25,199. The S&P 500 also gained up 6 at 2815. Though the NASDAQ Composite slipped slightly, down just less than 1 point at 7854. On the Dow Jones Industrial Average, plenty of winners, including United Health, American Express, Caterpillar, Travelers, Boeing. In fact, when you add Boeing and United Health together, that accounted for about 55 Dow points. Boeing, meantime, got a pop, up about 1% after it won a $3.9 billion contract for Air Force One replacement planes. Tech stocks, for the most part, came under a little bit of pressure, though a few of them did actually hit all-time highs, including Google, Amazon, and Facebook. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Nicole Petalides, Fox News.
Stephen 10 in the morning now, 6:50. Don Grant, CFP, Uh-oh. He is a money tracker, and he's talking about inflation and your investments. That creeping inflation is up now to what, 1%?
A little higher than that.
Actually, it's a little higher than that, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, in spite of some market gyrations led primarily by geopolitical bluster, money. CNN.com reports that investors are still positive on the immediate future of their stocks. They say that investors are not concerned with politics long term. They're fussing more with earnings and the economy. When the economy's humming along, a potential threat to could slow it down is inflation, as you just mentioned. An increase in consumer prices can slow down spending. That can affect the amount of goods sold, creating the less demand, which means less production and lower sales. The U.S. measures inflation using a consumer price index, a CPI. Now, the CPI is the price of a basket of common goods and services that are considered to be used by typical American households. But how does that affect the value of stocks in your 401k, in those funds? Well, when you invest in stocks, most often through an asset manager, you're actually buying a long stream of future profits from those companies. When you think about it, the purchase price is the present value. Future profits will be affected by inflation. So the present value will be affected by projected inflation. The greater the rate of inflation, the lower the present value will be. So when inflation is high, or at least projected to be high, current value of stocks drops or holds low. On the flip side, inflation could help the value of the stock. When prices are on the rise, manufacturers can sell their goods for a higher price. Simple example, when demand for, say, muffins goes up, prices rise. Even if the price of the primary ingredients rise, profits of the muffin baker will go up as well. Taking inflation into account, meaning higher future cash flows, will bring up the present value of the baking company. Investor perception of inflation can also negatively affect the price of a stock. If investors fear that inflation is on the horizon because they are ignoring future cash flows and growing profits, they may sell their positions, which may bring down the price of the stock, affecting other investors who hold that stock. Well, of course, it gets a little complicated, but I think you get the picture. And if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
And I don't pay enough attention to it, but what is our inflation right now?
Oh, something I like think it's 2%? South of 2. Yeah, south of 2. Somewhere around there. I don't know exactly because it's mm-hmm. but it's been held pretty low, historically low, for about a decade.
Oh, longer than that. I remember in the 70s when it was up around 10, 11, 12%.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it was
yeah.
huge, and that yeah. was very bad. It was eating up.
Yeah, I think average hovers around 3.5, something like that.
Okay. This is Get to Know Your Customers Day.
Ah.
And you're doing that today, aren't you?
I know my customers.
Yeah. When businesses get to know your customers, you also get to know more about what you need to grow. Okay?
Huh?
In other words, they're going to tell you what they need, and you're going to communicate with them, and everything will be fine, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we do.
Do you know your customer? You have to in your business.
Sure.
You have to be.
Absolutely have to know
them pretty
customers.
Well.
Yeah, because we're dealing with their livelihoods. So.
And sometimes
so
you
does
probably.
Does that mean the other 364 days of the year you don't get to know your customers? What's the purpose of this?
I guess it's especially get to know your customers.
I think it's more of a reminder that, you know,
okay.
that if you know your customers better, things will go a lot smoother for you.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes,
completely.
Though, sometimes you have a customer who's just a big pain in the patoot, and you would rather them go someplace else.
I don't have many of those. No, I really I'm don't. Not. I love my customers.
Good.
They're good relationships. They're
good.
Nice people. Yeah.
They're probably not being truthful and honest with you then.
They
right?
must be lying to you.
They're probably lying
yeah.
to you. No, it's gets to know your customers day. So take it to heart, whatever.
Well, thank you. Mm. Thanks for the advice.
Okay. And thank you.
You know, I just want to know how many people are buying stuff online right now,
always
valuable information.
Trying to give you valuable information, but
the
inflation of my investments is pretty exciting,
yeah,
too.
What are you going to do over the weekend?
6:55, Stephen Dennett. coming up at 7 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Stephen Dennett. Another big basketball tournament coming to Wichita 4 years from now.
How do we stay cool this weekend?
That's Stephen Dennett here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.